This is Ham Radio, fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit? Why? Because we can. Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
Ham Radio.
Tastes so good, make you want to slap your mama. Don't it, Willie?
Yeah, boy.
Hey, mama.
What the hell you want with...
We can light up a doobie and watch porn.
Don't forget your rubbers.
Ham Radio, but you left me no other choice. I call the FCC.
Uncle Eddie.
Because you're the host of this show, you have total control over what happens on your show. If you don't, then you suck at your job. Then you suck at your fucking job.
Oh, yeah, I know all about the FCC.
Billy McNamee.
What's your language, you bud? We're on the air.
Ham Radio. Professional radio without the rules.
Listen, I'm here to get my money back for that ham radio.
Battery boy.
You are a scumbag. You are a scumbag.
I did tell him to stop.
We'll do it. Fuck it.
Professional radio without the rules.
Fuck on it.
Ham Radio.
Make that clit big and hard.
Woo!
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm so fat for you.
Woo!
Ham Radio. The most dangerous radio today. Ham Radio.
You didn't see any of that. You're a liar.
Oh my god, we need to play this fucking tape back.
I scumbag.
Fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit?
You heard that, boy! Here's your target for tonight!
And now, Ham Radio.
Now that you opened up the demon in me! Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, welcome, bienvenue. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
It's the Ham Radio Show live, L-I-V-E, to the day we D-I-E, right here on UnfilteredRadioNetwork.com, part of the Unfiltered Radio Network, of course, 718-577-1389. The phone lines supposedly work today. Yeah!
They work.
We called my mom.
Yeah, mom.
Woo!
And she hung up on you.
Damn right. 718-577-1389. Supposedly the phone lines are operational. Feel free to call. Also, we are live on Facebook Live with the ham cam firmly in place and ready to go for your viewing needs. You can interact with us on multiple formats. You can listen to us on multiple channels. Joe, I don't understand why we are. The uncrowned kings of reality radio.
We are.
Where the fuck's our crown?
I don't know.
God,
you don't need
damn it.
One.
I have an old Burger King crown.
You have an old Burger King crown? I have one, too.
I keep it.
I'm what they call fat. So I have the Burger King crown. Of course, Nick is in there. Hey. Gene is in there. Chris is in there. I think I even saw Pervy the Clown running amok up in here as well. There's tons of people in the Facebook Live suite.
That's right.
As we speak, they're also sharing the video. And God bless you
and
everybody who does that, who shares the video.
We like them.
You are great, great people. I know that Corey shared a video and a lot of other people, but he shared multiple videos. So God bless him, and God bless his testicles and everything else around him.
What a guy.
What a guy.
You shared it because you played with his testicles?
I didn't play with his testicles. I blessed his testicles. There's a difference. There's a definite difference between playing with one's testicles and just filming them for prosperity, William.
It's like having testicles and not having testicles.
Yes, why would you not have testicles?
Yeah. How do you bless testicles?
You do spectacle testicle wallet watch.
You go to the Catholic Church, so yes. Figure it out.
And I'm sure that you take them over down to the rectory, and they will bless the shit.
Bring a 9-year-old in there, he'll be fine.
Most Boy Scouts have been blessed, too. So.
Yeah, those too. Yeah.
Just saying, it happens.
Would you like to come to Lake Chickiwaka?
You can do that. It happens.
I'll show you.
You are correct, sir.
Yeah.
Hi-yo. Joe, give me a hi-yo.
You want to see my canoe?
Hi-yo.
Hi-yo.
Danny, give me a hi-yo.
Hi-yo.
Hi-yo. Let's see if Billy has any emotion. Billy, give me a hi-yo.
Ohio?
Not Ohio. God damn it. Why do I go to you during these fucking
things? He's
so
calm. He's calm.
What?
He's calm because no one's shooting at him today. It's been a day of shootings.
Wow, huh? Really?
Literally. We had a congressman shot. We had two black gentlemen outside of the Barclays Center shoot at each other.
Yeah, they're talking about
and
not
they
having...
hit an individual that was just walking by,
yes.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Allegedly.
They're talking about not having these big get-togethers. They're going to wipe out half of Congress today. If the guy...
Hey.
They were playing baseball.
Yeah, they're all
they
on the
practicing.
Field.
Can't we just play baseball?
The Republicans would have been
game.
Gone.
Oh, Jesus. And then also on top of everything else, we also had the...
You sure that wasn't Jerry on the field?
No. There was a shooting at a UPS place.
Right,
five people dead there. Yeah, San Francisco, California. You're right. Five people dead there. Five people wounded at the baseball game. The shooter is dead. Let me see if I can even get more the names and everything else. I don't have everything on me. Very limited... in my computer skills today.
Yeah.
However, the shooting down the third baseline, what happened was this congressman and his group.
His fellow congressman.
His fellow congressman.
They went for the practice because they have a big game against the other people.
Yeah, this morning, though, they go down to the old field.
Right.
And some guy, a gentleman along the third baseline, does come out. Supposedly talks to people and asks, who that? Who are they?
Ooh,
and
are
then
Democrat or Republican?
Yes, then the haunting words, are they Democrat or Republican?
Really, yeah.
Because supposedly this gentleman is a part of was a part, because now he's dead, a part of a group, supposedly.
Facebook group, right?
Yeah, a Facebook group, supposedly, that... Kill the Democrats or whatever it is.
Is that the name of his
group? Or kill the Republicans. I don't remember.
Terminate the Republican Party.
Thank you. Terminate the I embellished and put kill. He said terminate.
The shooter was identified as James T. Hodgkinson, 66.
Like the lymphoma.
A 66-year-old home inspector from Illinois who has had several minor run-ins with the law in recent years and belonged to a Facebook group called Terminate the Republican Party.
Wow. And he tried.
And he almost succeeded.
Yeah.
He almost succeeded. That is the scariest fucking part of today's issue.
The guy was a volunteer for Bernie Sanders, by the way.
Right.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Who's the president? Hillary?
What?
The president of the club, you know.
Were you trying for a joke? I missed what
no,
you were going
just,
for.
It's just...
Yeah. Shut the fuck up!
I missed what Joe was doing. Billy, you had something coming out of your mouth
I
before
did,
Joe
now,
stuck his cock in his.
Now I've forgotten. Because he
I thought it was funny.
Got derailed so bad.
I had no clue. You're saying that Hillary is the president of the terminate the Republican Party?
Of course.
Well, that's what you were going for.
Definitely not the president. I should have explained it, but I can't tell jokes. I never could. I was never good.
Well, then why do you try?
I don't know. I just, you know, I think maybe I'll sneak one in there.
Jesus Christ.
I'll sneak one in. Yeah.
I'm not your wife at 3 a.m. Don't try to sneak one in. Motherfucker. God damn it.
That's what she says to me too, motherfucker.
God damn it!
Get the fuck out of here,
Corey. What's going on? You're always invited. Don't worry about it. You can come swimming anytime.
Okay.
Marcus, can a nigga get some gun control laws?
Yeah.
Well, that's what this is probably all about. You know, ask the conspiracy people there. You know,
by the way,
just happened to like. You know, we got all this other stuff going on with Trump and Sessions. We need another one of those like gun control issues to come up.
But
start shooting people.
But here's the thing: again,
they couldn't hire anybody to play the parts this time, so they used themselves.
But here's the thing again, though: there is no such thing as gun control.
Well, yeah, if you
there is no such
trigger,
thing.
You control it.
You control it, yes. Okay, to the extent of actually shooting the firearm.
Right.
I get you. 718-577-1389, by the way, if you want to jump in on this. There is no such thing, though, as gun control. The levee has broken, people.
Yeah.
We don't have gun control. We never have.
Not really.
We never will. You have the right to bear arms, so automatically that right there, that's, what is that, the Second Amendment, if I'm correct, William?
You would be correct. Yep.
Oh, Willie. Slick Willie.
Slick Wick.
Slick Wick.
Second Amendment.
It's the Second Amendment. You have the right to bear arms. Yeah. Not to mention also, how about the fact that you can't... I can get a gun illegally in an hour on Staten Island. Easily. If I had $500 right now...
Oh, sure.
And I drove down to not even the seediest part of Staten Island, I can go down to a nice part of Staten Island and get guns and drugs and all kinds of shit.
You don't have to drive anyway. Yeah. You just dial a vial. It'll show up.
Yeah, but I don't want to actually make... I don't have any phone records traced to it.
Yeah,
I'd much rather...
That's why you have the throwaway phone.
I'd much rather... What is this, burn notice? Why do I have a burn phone in this? I'm not
you
fucking...
You always have the burners, man. You never do anything on a real
I'm
phone.
I'm not Jason Bourne. I'm buying a gun, for Christ's sake.
Exactly.
But this gentleman went out and he actually had a gun, obviously, because after we found out when asked the question...
Well, he had two guns.
Well, yeah, but when he didn't have them on, he literally asked the question, turned around,
went
back and
got
the guns, comes back out, and supposedly, like, here's the... I think we have... This is the audio. Let's see if we can get the audio. Here's the shooting. From the guns. Let me just get it back to where it starts here. This is the right at the baseball field. By the way, that's a man and his dog running for fucking their lives.
Wow.
That's pretty gruesome.
That's the security of the congressman in question.
Yeah, in the video, you see somebody run by.
Yeah.
Who's there actually taking video of this crap?
We don't worry that.
Who was taking video of this crap? They were lying on the floor. They were taking a video of the game.
I assume people have been calling 911 already.
Thanks, dipshit. We know.
I hope so.
Fucking idiot.
Wow, they left that on the air?
That is so good.
What?
Dude, he said fuck.
This is from the New York Post, so this is the actual uncut, unedited.
Hey, is that guy okay out there?
No, he got shot in the hip, you fuck.
Has that guy been shot? Is he okay? Is anybody anybody talking to him?
It's pretty scary shit, man.
It is.
More than 25 bullets, by the way, are heard ripping through the air in the footage.
Yeah, it's kind of everything.
Well, most of the fire was the return fire.
That's been Billy with your silver lining of the day. out for you, Bill.
The gunshot was too loud.
I think he's down. Everybody's shooting at him now.
They looped it a couple of times.
No, I know.
But also, if he drops and he's still got the gun in his hand.
Shoot it!
Yeah,
right, I think it's just the same repeated.
Take him down. Yeah. No, just fucking shoot him. That was what somebody actually said.
Because you're not going to be able to get him down in some kind of fucking tackle move where you're going to be like, yeah, let me be like G.I. Joe now and do some martial arts, a quick flip kick, and take down this asshole. He's shooting like a madman and first off, he's shooting like a madman directly at the targets that he has designated were the vile, evil entity here. Ooh. That's the scary part. He's a zealot. He goes out there and he does zealot-type things. He's 66-year-old. Left-wing zealot. So that shows you that they could be far left and they could be far right. That's what this shows you right now.
Marcus is saying, why the fuck do people record shit when horrible shit happens? We don't give a fuck if we get killed as long as we record the gunfire and upload it to YouTube.
Yeah. Well, wait. To this guy's benefit, he wasn't filming this at the exact point.
He was filming before that.
He was filming before that. So it happened to be of circumstance that he got thrown in the mix. And I mean, like his dog, he could have been filming his dog taking a shit. And then behind his dog taking a shit, this is happening.
Well, Nick is fueling the conspiracy fires over here. Why were they conveniently recording video before the shots go off?
Well, it's like the because he was there.
Hold on for a minute. This is not the fucking Zapruder film. This is a guy who is just filming. He could be filming the game. He's walking his dog. There's a poodle. Was the poodle in for the fucking conspiracy as well?
You got to have one of them and everything.
You know, like, I need you to shit right here, boy, because this shit is going down right now. Yeah. This shit is going off. I want everybody who's saying conspiracy to go put on your fucking tinfoil hats for me right now. Please put on your tinfoil hats and then make sure you find the corner of the room, even if it's a circle, Nick. Sit in the corner of your room, stare at the wall, and just listen to this. Because this is reality.
We don't worry that.
Yeah, but if it's
not
all
the weird
staged,
made up world that people want to make.
I assume people have been calling 911 already.
I can't listen to that guy anymore, though. I'm sure everybody called 911, right, guy? That guy over there been shot. Is he okay? Hey. My dog just took a dump because it was scared. Everyone called 911 yet? Fuck you, guy. How about that? Marcus, but he's not News Channel 4. He isn't a news anchor. I know that. Trust me, by that delivery, I know he's not. He ain't Chuck Scarborough.
I'll tell you
that right now.
What the fuck are you doing?
What are you doing? The fact still remains that that's the guy. That's the world we live in. When everyone talks about this 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week news cycle, what happens is when you give the village idiots the fucking cameras, what did you think was going to happen?
That's what I'm saying, because Nick is saying, you know, how can they get video before anything happens? Are people just strolling through the neighborhoods video recording? Yes, that's the day we live in.
Nick, did you not see on the news, even though you're in Canada, I'm quite sure this video has gone viral. Really? Did you not see the woman fucking looking at her phone, filming something on Facebook Live or whatever it was, and then falls down
into the cellar?
And then we're all supposed to feel sorry for her.
Well, that's because she had diabetes and her capacity, you know, her capabilities were limited.
Can you please shut him up, Bill? Your mic goes off. You have the delivery of a fucking retard with Down syndrome. Stop it.
I'm just stating a fucking fact. Don't fuck yourself.
I will go fuck myself when I get home, sir. Not now. I'm in the middle of a radio program.
That was like that bitch in the mall. She wound up suing the mall.
They fell in the pond.
And the fountain.
The fountain pond. What the fuck is wrong with me? But like, now I got Billy disease.
They have like
shit.
GoPro cameras you can wear and just record your daily life. I see people that ride bicycles like all day and they put it on the front of their...
They have it on the helmet, the handlebars, anywhere.
I love the dialogue between Nick and Marcus.
Fucking.
Wait. No, that's what I think, Nick. Yes, this is now Nick. Yes, we get CNN, Fox News, CNBC, and all that shit. And then Marcus goes, fucking America. With the emojis after it. The you know, I don't know what. It's not a frowny face. So, like, the weird face, a gun. Is that pot? What is that one next to it?
I don't know. I can't see.
What's the little icon? What's the one next to the cool guy in the sunglasses? Get up. You can get up.
A teapot.
Is it a teapot? What is that?
A video camera?
Oh, okay. Are you still using your fucking Beta, Marcus? What the hell?
Old school camcorder.
Jesus Christ.
Ooh.
This was a jackass in the park during this who happened to be walking his dog and the camera. I love how a congressman gets shot, and you guys are worried that this footage is somehow part of a fucking alien conspiracy.
And yet...
Shut up, diabetic boy!
It's the modern day Zapruder film.
Yeah.
And yet...
Down and to the left. Yes.
The senator that was shot there...
Uh-huh. Is he a senator or a congressman?
Congressman Scalise. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. He got shot in the hip, by the way.
Right. And if it wasn't for his security team...
Yes.
Who knows how many people would have actually been shot, because he was the only one there that had a security team. Nobody else that was there had a security team with them.
Yeah, because everybody else was just kind of like lackadaisical.
No, they're not assigned that.
No, I'm saying, but they were all like going about their day.
It's 7 o'clock in the morning.
Not worried about anything.
You're going to practice, play, you know, have a baseball practice.
Yeah, but Billy, this is America.
Relax.
This is America. Right here, where people scream out, get down, shoot them.
I know.
And return fire.
I live in New York. It's been like this for fucking my whole life.
But you can't
I don't know what the big deal is.
But you can't be lackadaisical. You can't be just fly by night, you know, by the seat of your fucking pants. You have to look at the world for what it is, and it's a cesspool of shit. It's always been a cesspool of shit. It's what you make out of it. You know what I mean? Like, if I get home and I don't get shot, that's a win-win day. Not for Billy, because he wants to see me shot, but everyone else, it's a win-win day.
I wouldn't mind seeing that either, to be honest.
Shut the fuck up! I said happy birthday to you multiple times last week. Shut up, I was nice.
Last week?
No, it was last week.
Oh, it was Monday.
Oh, whoops. Sorry.
Now I see why you shot.
Yeah.
Exactly.
718-577-1389. Corey, try being in Iraq. That was normal. Yes, thank you for your service, by the way, again, Corey. That sound is a normal sound. 2 years he was in there, and it's depressing. Absolutely.
I'll bet.
It's one of the... What?
I'll bet.
Oh, I thought you said what? No. I thought Joe was reading it and trying to like decipher the words.
No, I can imagine what those guys go through.
Yeah.
You know, living with that all the time. I mean, we hear it once in a while. It scares the shit out of us. But I guess after a while you get jaded. It probably didn't affect
you. Oh, I'm massively jaded. None of that made me afraid. Ooh. You can actually see the terror in Joe when he was listening. Like, he was shaking.
I was.
During that.
I haven't heard gunshots like that since I was 17.
No, that was your wedding night.
No, that's...
I don't want you to elope with that motherfucker. He's a musician.
My father-in-law, yeah.
Yeah. Bisexual Marcus, oh, go figure. A Republican gets shot. Meanwhile, a Republican don't want gun control. Oh, the irony.
Why, it's the conspiracy irony. Theory.
Well, I mean, everybody, you can have a conspiracy theory against
everything. That's what
What?
Yes, that's the way it works. There's always somebody that's going to go, well, this happened because of that, and this was to cover this and that and this and that.
Are we on, did we land on the moon?
No.
Can we discuss that conspiracy for a second? Have we landed on the moon?
I don't know. I think Ron Howard did the film.
Apollo 13.
I don't know. I looked through a telescope. I don't see the flag up there.
Well, if you don't see it, then it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
It's the Ham Radio Show. On today's program, by the way, our porn wrangler and our writer, Lainey, will be here. As well as supposedly later on in the program, at some time during the program... a great set of tits is going to come through this door over here, Danny. I'd like to announce...
I'd like to report a great set of tits.
I'd like to report a great set of tits. I'm going to come through this door, and we're going to be bestowed upon a bra to start our collection.
Tits.
Double OG is coming with Mateo, DJ Mateo, and his big-breasted girlfriend are going to come because she really wants to give us the bra. And supposedly, she's wearing an outfit that is going to show off her knockers.
Ooh.
So I am very happy about that. So I cannot wait. I don't think we should just, we shouldn't go commercial. Let's just stare at the door and wait for them to come. Can we do that? Oh, no. Danny's telling me we have to go to commercial. 718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show. We're going to take a break. When we come back, hopefully some boobs and then some tits.
Ooh.
We'll be right back after these words. Come on, man.
This is Ham Radio.
I'm sorry. I really am.
Sorry, you dumb fat jigaboo.
Wow!
Oh, shit.
20 billion people were offended by this.
Don't go anywhere. More insanity to follow.
The Unfiltered Radio Network. HamRadioShow.com.
On-demand salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blow for two, blow for three, hell, bring in a blowout for four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
One of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach is Monroe's Legends Lounge, a VIP club providing intimate private atmosphere that caters to upscale clientele, offering fine dining and a large variety of top-shelf cocktails, fine cigars, wine, and champagne. Members experience a truly five-star experience where they can enjoy Monroe's signature 36-ounce ribeye tomahawk steak or their famous seafood tower. Watch and listen to the top sporting events and all UFC fights on the large flat-screen TVs. With a dimly lit wood grain decor, the bar features a two-way mirror allowing members to get an unbelievable view of both live stages inside Monroe's Palm Beach. The Legends Lounge offers a private entrance with parking accessible to members. Located at 1000 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, go to monroespalmbeach.com.
Bold, creative, realist, problem solver. Those are just a couple of the words that describe Dr. Deborah Lena. Straight talk and straight answers to you about sex. Dr. Deb keeps it real. She teaches practical sexuality solutions to resolve everyday challenges for everybody at every age. Board and certified sexologist, couples and marriage therapist, international speaker and workshop leader, author, major media contributor are just some of the things that Dr. Deb is capable of. So hook up with her for media appearances, speaking engagements, workshops, and seminars. Contact Dr. Deborah Lano's office at 302-476-9577. That's 302-476-9577. Or hit her up at yoursexdoc.com. That's yoursexdoc.com.
The Tony Batman's Entertainment News is a website dedicated to bringing you all the news that is sexy. Everything you need to know from the Gentlemen's Club industry, adult movie industry, music, and sexy celebrity updates. Check out one of the top 10 adult news sites in the world at entertainmentnews.com or simply tonybatman.com. The Entertainment News is updated for your viewing pleasure 10 to 12 times a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's sexy and entertaining, it's on the Entertainment News.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000 square foot mega club with a 20,000 square foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode on the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode as well as past shows on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
This is Stone Cold Steve Austin. You are listening to Ham Radio. So give me a hell yeah.
Steel Panther!
Always put your cock in
I just like singing it. Sucking my dick today. Come on. 718-577-1389. It is the Ham Radio Show, the Uncrowned Kings of Reality Radio. Good evening, everybody. Yeah, yeah. Live on the Unfiltered Radio Network. Later on the show, writer extraordinaire, porn wrangler, goddess, Lainey's. I can never say her name right, so I just say Lainey. Lainey will be here on the program. And we're on Tit Watch, because Double OG and DJ Mateo are bringing us a bra to start our collection. We got to figure out where we're going to put it in the studio, but we got to have big old titties in the studio later on. yeah.
No.
Billy, do you have anything on for Adam West?
Who?
Batman died over over the weekend. 88 years of age. Passed away.
Did anybody have more of the game?
No, I was looking. Trust me, I looked on the...
I picked Batman.
No, nobody.
So he was an easy pick. We should have picked a lot of these 88-year-old guys, you know?
Yeah, but see, he was so... Do you have anything, Billy?
To the Batmobile. Let's go. Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
That's gross.
That's gross. Yeah. The 1966 Batman, by the way.
You filthy criminal.
I know.
You know, I saw Mel Brooks on TV yesterday. He looks like he's next to go. He looks terrible.
Yeah, but he's looked terrible for a while.
I don't know. He looks pretty. He's 90s. He's 90.
I love Mel to death, but he's Me got too, yellow. Yeah. He's got yellow fucking teeth.
He's gold.
All he fucking drinks is Coca-Cola.
Holy mashed potatoes. Really?
Yeah, holy mashed potatoes, bro. Yeah. He's not long for this world, but...
I don't think so, yeah. That's going to be a terrible day when he
goes. There's a new documentary he has. Mm-hmm. Well, it's actually Carl Reiner.
Yeah. I think that's what
it's,
I saw.
Yeah.
He's 90, by the way.
Yeah, 90. Yeah. It's called, if you don't see your name in the obituary, then go have breakfast.
Yeah. Right.
I think is the name of the... The name of the... I watched a couple. It's boring. I thought it was going to be like... All these comedy greats getting around, trying to make each other laugh, and it was just very boring. Well,
It was okay.
I watched up to the part where Mel starts talking, and I'm like, because it's depressing. I don't want to imagine Mel Brooks dying.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I might as well just bury my head in the sand and not notice that he's 90 with solid yellow teeth,
Mel Brooks
liver spot.
Was on Johnny Carson's show a few nights ago. They're showing the reruns of the Johnny Carson show.
No, we thought you were in a time-traveling fucking fix, Joe.
Don't
give him any
he
ideas.
Was hysterical. I mean, he was actually hysterical. But this is going back, I think it was like 1977 or something
you
like that.
You said Mel was on. Right?
Yeah. Right.
Mel is not, he's funny now.
Oh, God. No, he's going, like, in true form that night. Matter of fact, if you see that show, you'll come up on your, watch it.
It's, I just read, I literally just read something, I think either today or yesterday. Sorry, I'm eating a Baby Ruth.
Okay.
That Billy had candy.
You eat babies?
I eat babies named Ruth. Mel is going to Vegas for the first time ever to perform.
Really?
And he's 90. It took him 90 fucking years to get to Vegas.
Well, he was in no hurry.
Well, yeah, Jerry Seinfeld booked his 100th birthday in I think in Atlantic City. to do a show on his 100th birthday.
That's fucking so what is it? 10 years from now?
No, I'm talking about the.
You mean Jerry's?
Jerry Seinfeld, yeah.
Well, wait, Jerry's 100th birthday or Mel's 100th birthday?
Jerry's 100th birthday. He booked the day already for his show if he lives that long.
I hope Kesha performs.
But see, here's the problem with that. Atlantic City probably won't be there.
I think he booked it at the Bellagio. So one of the
Kim Jong Un is going to blow up Vegas.
What's the hotel he performs at all the time? Is that the Bellagio?
The Bellagio. Well, there's the Bellagio.
He has one hotel that he's always performing at. That's the one.
Does he have a? It's like a steady. He has a steady gig.
Yeah.
That I don't know. Uh-huh. To me, Jerry's funny, but to me, he's not. A lot of people, because of the show, make him out to be that he's like the greatest comic to ever be a comic.
Well, I don't know about the greatest, but he's funny.
He's funny, but I wouldn't.
I don't know if he invented that style of comedy or that.
What he didn't invent? He did not invent observational humor.
Yeah, that's right. But he sort of brought it back.
What's the deal with airline food?
Yeah, well, you know, it's a style. It's he did it. It's clean comedy. He doesn't go for the dirty joke. It's a it's family comedy, like the Cars, you know.
How about all those rape victims?
Wouldn't it be so if you found out that Jerry Seinfeld's been fucking bros in the air?
That bitch had it coming.
Yeah.
Mr. Seinfeld, why did you kill the woman and her three babies?
And
babies. She made fun of my penis. So Jerry Seinfeld had to choke a bitch.
Yeah.
That would be hysterical. Jerry Seinfeld just snapped one day.
Yeah.
And just killed everybody.
Sure.
Or if he was on stage and he pulled the Michael Richards and started spouting the N-word out of pure anger and hatred.
Poor Michael Richards. There's a funny guy who really has had a good job since.
But Michael Richards wasn't a stand-up.
No, he's
a physical comic.
Physical comic,
physical, not, I wouldn't say comic, physical comedian.
Yeah.
Where he's a physical comedic actor. That would be a better way to
say it. He was an actor. Yeah.
Yes, I'm an actor.
Matter of fact, he was on Johnny Carson's show, too. But he was in character. They brought him on as a physical fitness expert.
He was Nick, the N-word guy.
Is that maybe.
He's a Negro.
But, you know, he came out. At the time, he must have weighed about 80 pounds. He was thinner than Danny.
Remember when they had on the ABC had that show Fridays?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sure,
that's
yeah.
what he was on. Yeah. That's like where everybody got to see him the
He's
first time.
He's in the Kaufman sketch, the one where Kaufman did the famous
exactly, yeah.
the famous pot sketch where Andy Kaufman refuses to go be in character and come back from the bathroom and do the scene where they're on live television.
I still don't know if that was a put on or not, but
knowing Kaufman, it was.
It probably was. But no, but maybe everybody was in on it, maybe they weren't, you know.
Speaking of dead comedians,
yeah.
Joe has to poop.
Oh, stop.
By the way, we are on Poop Watch 2017.
I took a fazook. I took a fazook.
Well, Joe has supposedly not pooped for the last 4 days,
Four days.
There's something wrong with that, Joe. Why? And I know that this comes up on the show. We've talked about this before. Where Joe...
fiber in your diet.
Yeah, but see, Joe says he eats. Supposedly, this is what Joe says.
Why?
Joe says he can drink a gallon of fucking prune juice.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And nothing happens.
Nothing.
So,
I like prune juice.
You can't get more fucking fiber active than fucking prunes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
I like fruit, too. I eat fruit.
Are you constipated? Like, do you feel like you have to go and you can't go?
I feel like I gotta go and I can't go.
Anybody want to stick their finger up his honey hole?
Yeah, would you try that?
No.
No, you're Billy, on your own with that.
Just Billy, get in there.
You know who your friends are, boy.
Hey, you got the little slide whistle. You go.
So, I'm not digging around with my slide whistle.
Why?
I value this slide whistle more than your fingers. Get in there, fucking goddamn long stroke. Get in there. Start fingering around in his butthole and let's figure it out.
If you're willing to finger Joe's butthole, give us a call, 718-557-1389.
We'll have you to the studio.
Jeez, where's Hammy when you need him?
Oh, that would have been amazing.
We'd have to pay a lot of money.
Oh, we could pay stunt whore money to go touch your butthole and figure out how to make, to see if you're impacted, to see if there's poop on deck.
Yeah.
Now, are you farting?
Yeah. Yeah.
When was the last, I know you said 4 days ago, but when was the last good, solid BM? Like a nice, like a poop, like a good one. A big, steady turd came out.
Like, I think it was Saturday,
So Saturday was the last, like a solid, like a couple of wipes?
Yeah.
Double flusher, Joe?
Yeah, you know.
Was
like,
it a double flusher?
What do you call that, mustard?
You know, all right, you so mustard you had mustard poops?
Yeah.
All right, so we got Sunday.
That's a gross conversation.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. It's 4 days, yeah. It's been 4 days since he last took a dump.
Yeah, I took a physic this morning, but it doesn't seem
you took to be a what?
A physook.
No, can you speak English? What the fuck is a physique?
A physic.
What's a physic?
You know what a physic is?
No. Does anyone else? Wait, before Joe says it, does anyone know what a physic is?
Yeah, physic is.
Billy, you're old. Shut up, Joe. Billy, you're old.
I know.
I will turn off your microphone. What is a physic?
What else is new?
Well, not you. Him. What is a physic? Yeah, as he drinks his drink, so he doesn't have to.
Oh, you want me?
Yes, you. I'm looking at you saying, Billy,
something
what's a physic?
Speed up the process.
Yeah. It's called a physic?
Yeah.
Is it like actually called a physic?
It's another word for laxative. You know?
So why don't you just say laxative?
Well, it's
so
just,
the rest of humanity can like play along with the show and understand.
I'm the only one in the world who never
nice
heard. Yeah.
Nice word.
So what
way,
is a physic? Is it harsher than a laxative?
Well, this physic I think is milk and magnesia. You know, it's magnesium.
Giggles are saying you should get an enema.
Yeah, that's the last resort.
Choice.
That's the dreaded apparatus.
Now when you do it. Because I've never done an enema on myself. I've never had the privilege.
It works. That'll work.
It automatically works. Now, what exactly, when you get an enema, when you get like the Fleet, we'll use the name brand.
Yeah.
They're not a sponsor, but we'll say it anyway.
Okay.
So when you get a Fleet enema, and all you're doing is shooting water, Danny, up your ass?
It's not water.
No.
What is it, though?
Some sort of chemical.
It's a chemical that just makes you shit?
Sodium phosphate.
It's a Drano.
So sodium phosphate makes you poop?
It's a Drano.
Can you drink sodium phosphate?
I guess.
You can get like they sell Fleet enema. It's the stuff you drink, and then you'll go like.
Right.
So like then why would you not, Joe, to you?
Yeah.
Because he'll be shitting for freaking hours and half the day if he drinks it.
Yeah, but then he needs to get, he has 4 days worth of shit.
Yeah.
Inside of his fucking colon. Yeah. That can't be good for you.
No, it's not.
His large intestines are now, they look like a pinata full of poop.
They're larger intestines.
How do you, like, I gotta poop every day.
Yeah, that's you need to take a laxative.
Yeah, but he said he took a laxative. He took a fazook or whatever the fuck it was. Yeah. He shoved a kazoo in there. I don't know what he did. But how exactly?
He's gotta drink water.
Water's good. I drink a lot of water.
Warm liquids will
warm
do the
liquid.
Trick.
Yeah, that's what I say. Coffee does that too much.
Well, obviously.
Yeah, but wait. Coffee does it because it's a warm liquid, or coffee does it because it's a diuretic?
I don't know.
A little bit of both.
Yeah.
But,
so if you drink... Wait, hold on. Because I'm learning now. And you don't rush through this. If I drink warm liquids, I'll poop?
Well, it'll help soften everything up, yeah.
I think it happens to older people.
And then, Joe, you should put more fruits and veggies in your diet.
Yeah, but he hates vegetables.
I hate vegetables.
So what about fruit? You don't like fruit?
I like fruit.
He hates vegetables. The boy does not eat fucking greens, he said to us. He said greens equal spoilage.
Or Cheerios, like the brand cereal.
Well, he said Cheerios, that's what he eats.
Yeah, because they have a lot of fiber.
Cheerios,
So Cheerios makes him poop.
Yeah,
because it has a lot of fiber.
Joe, do you have Cheerios in the house?
Oh yeah, sure.
Do you have milk in the house?
Oh yeah.
Go upstairs, get a bowl, put some Cheerios in, come down here, and I want to see
during the show.
I want you to eat Cheerios during the show. Because I want you to make sure. I want to see you ingest the Cheerios.
Okay.
And I want to know that my friend, my engineer, is pooping. Because I don't want anybody full of shit except me on this show. Okay?
That goes back.
I took the ball away from Billy. Did you see how? When I said full of shit, Billy was like this, like a coiled spring. And he was ready to go, well, what about you? Oh, he said it already. Yeah, fuck. Yeah. And he couldn't say it because I took it away from him. But you need to poop, Joe. Four days without pooping is weird.
Let's not
fucking bullshit.
I've got some more chemicals I could take later.
Why would you rather take chemicals and not eat Cheerios?
I don't really like Cheerios.
Cheerios are delicious.
Yeah, to you.
Why would you not want to put Cheerios in your body?
Another cereal that has a lot of fiber in it.
He doesn't like cereal, supposedly.
I don't really like cereal.
Trust me, before the show came to air today, I called my mom, and me, my mom, and him had this conversation. Joe does not like cereal.
No, I don't.
He doesn't like it.
What about like that freaking yogurts like Activia and stuff that's supposed to make you
Activia?
Yeah. The Jamie Lee Curtis.
The Jamie Lee Curtis makes you shit your pants.
The probiotic stuff.
Probiotics.
Oh.
How about we just punch Joe in the gut till he goes?
I'm probiotic.
Joe.
Yeah.
All brand. Just go buy all brand.
All brand.
Is that a cereal too?
It's a cereal.
He doesn't like cereal.
But the thing is,
tell
it's
him
like,
to eat vegetables.
Will you
vegetables?
Shut the fuck up?
No, because he doesn't like either one of them. You're telling him shit we've already discussed.
You get the all brand.
Yeah.
Right? You wrap it in vegetables.
You have, you know, like, you know, those little pretzel snack mixes.
Pretzel snacks?
Yeah. Like they have all that shit. Jar up a few of them
in there.
It's
like chimps discovering fire in here.
Okay.
And voila, there you go. You'll be eating the cereal, not knowing you're eating cereal. It'll fuck it.
So it tastes like pretzels?
Right.
I like pretzels.
There you go.
Brown rice, Joe.
Brown rice? Yes. I thought rice was binding.
No, brown rice.
Brown rice is a grain.
It's got fiber.
You take the brown rice, you put it in Billy's fucking old brand pretzel mixture.
I like brown rice.
And you'll be fine.
Yeah.
They make a fucking cereal
beans.
Like that, too.
You like beans? Have a thing, nice serving of string beans.
I had beans last night.
And so you've just been farting, and that's it?
I had pork and beans.
Yeah. And that's it, though?
That's it, yeah.
Giggles is saying eat prunes, but he doesn't eat prunes.
No, I love prunes. I just didn't.
No, but you don't eat prunes for that reason. You eat prunes just because you like prunes.
What about kiwis?
Kiwis are poopable?
I don't think I've ever had a kiwi.
Danny, what's the top 10 foods that make you poop? Top 10.
Well, obviously, prunes.
Okay.
Unripened bananas.
Going down the line, popcorn.
What? Hold up, wait. Flag on the
popcorn
play.
Makes you poop.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Because Billy just had a senile moment. He just screwed it. Unripe bananas.
Yeah, go with the unripe bananas.
How does an unripe banana make you poop?
Because it's not...
It's not ripe yet.
Yeah.
That's the sign.
It just fucks you up.
It's not ripe yet. It fucks you up.
I
wish that
would do it.
Yeah. It
does. Go ahead. What else?
So it's food poisoning.
You can have popcorn.
Popcorn makes you poop?
I don't believe that.
I eat popcorn all the time. I don't poop because of popcorn.
Yeah.
Now, regular corn. Holy crap. Whew.
Holy crap. Yeah.
Literally, dude. If I eat regular corn, the next day it's like a fucking machine gun.
Yeah.
Lots of water, Joe.
Lots of water.
I drink a lot of water. I drink about 4 or 5 of these bottles a day. You know,
that's not enough.
And maybe you just got a bowel.
Not enough.
You got a bowel obstruction then.
I don't know.
That
Joe,
could
take
be
me
painful.
Take me through Saturday's meal.
Yeah.
You woke up. What did you have for breakfast?
Oh, I'll tell you what I had today. I don't remember what I had Saturday. This morning I made pancakes and they were good.
Binding.
Yeah.
And so you ate something that was binding on top of being that.
And then I had the...
So you just took the pancake, you shoved it in your asshole, made a dam.
For lunch, I had ramen. You know, ramen.
Top ramen?
I love that. I love ramen.
More noodles that are binding.
If you would have put some flax seeds in it, maybe you would have been all right.
Okay.
You
know?
And I haven't eaten dinner yet, but I had some corn chips. That's probably good. Corn chips, right?
No.
Because it has the word corn in it?
Yeah.
Corn starch.
It's no corn starch. It's more binding. By the way, Giggle's saying to Billy, bananas bind you.
Don't do that.
Apparently not ripe ones.
Unripe ones. So
unripe
he's saying
ones.
eat a green banana and you'll be shooting out brown bananas out your back door is what Billy's saying.
Well, Joe, did you try oranges? You like oranges?
I like oranges.
Have some oranges.
Okay, I got a couple upstairs. I will have
them. What about orange juice? Can you drink some orange juice?
I like orange juice.
Skip the OJ in favor of a big, juicy orange.
So eat a regular orange.
Yeah,
okay.
The orange could probably get the fiber in it. You know,
Things
that make you poop.
This is what we're doing.
Okay.
Because I don't want to hear about one of my guys having fucking 4 days of not
pooping.
Oatmeal,
Joe. You like oatmeal?
I hate it. It feels like I'm eating a pot. Metal.
I said brown rice already.
Yes, you said brown rice.
Yeah. I like brown rice. I like rice.
Aloe vera juice, Joe.
Just eat an aloe vera plant.
I've never even heard of aloe vera.
No,
they make it now. Yeah,
it's a bottled beverage. Yes. Yeah.
Is that something they sell at a Spanish restaurant or something?
No. It's fairly like you know getting popular, and you're finding it in a lot.
Go
more
down to Whole
now.
Foods, and you'll be fine.
Mostly any supermarket, you go into the produce section where they have all of those little cucumber drinks, all of that. You'll find aloe vera.
Joe Giggles wants you to know that pancakes have no nutritional value. Neither does ramen and corn chips.
But they
very
taste
bad fine. Diet.
But they taste good.
They're delicious. I love me some Fritos and ramen.
Yeah.
Everything you said was delicious, except everything. You might as well just took it and shoved it in your asshole.
Spinach, Joe. Spinach.
That's great.
Not only made Popeye's arms cock diesel. It made him shit a lot, too.
I can only eat spinach if it's like prepared a certain way.
Well, how do you like it?
Well, I like...
Sauteed a little garlic oil.
I like spinach pie.
Another pie. It's got to be. He's like bread. That's all this guy eats.
Bread. I like spinach when it's like, you know, stuffed with something, like with cheese.
All binding cheese. Shit. Cheese.
Joe, skip the cheese.
All right, so Joe, you went.
Beans,
so,
you tried that already.
So top ramen for lunch, right, you said?
Yeah, yeah.
What did you have, anything with it? Anything to...
Yeah, corn chips.
Had corn chips.
What a bowl of chili.
Yogurt.
Yogurt. Do you like yogurt? Do you like yogurt?
I like yogurt, but you know.
The reason why I'm asking is because I don't. If I couldn't, if I didn't shit for 4 days, I would be going nuts. Wait. I have Danny. How many times a day you shit?
At least twice.
All right, Bill, you.
Once. I'm good.
All right, so it's a 1 day, a 2 day. I'm at least
I'm normally a 1 day. Every day, you know.
Like, but you, the morning shit?
Morning,
because the morning shit's the most important shit
that's,
of the day.
That's usually the one.
I'm like a 3-time-a-day shitter.
Yeah, but like, see, that's...
Of course.
You're
you're like my son. My son, the minute he eats, he gets rid of it.
You know, well, like, he has Crohn's disease.
He's like a bulimic in the ass or something. I don't know what that is.
Well, he's bulimic in the ass.
Well, you know, what is it? What are bulimics do? They throw it up or something?
Yes. Right,
but... Supposedly, that means the metabolism is very fast, and it just processes as he's going.
Yeah, he is. I've never met my son. He's very hyper. He's a hyper guy.
And he's not like a skinny dude, but he's not a big
dude
either.
Fat. Yeah,
no, it's like to me, I'm a fat dude, and I shit like a sieve.
Yeah,
I'm going all the time. So 4 days, I would go ape shit. Literally, I would go nuts. I would not understand what to do with myself at 4 days. I'm going to ask Lainey, when was the last time she took a dump?
Oh, Jesus, poor girl.
I'm going to say, Lainey, when did you poop last?
You need to take some Ex-Lax, Joe, or go see a doctor.
Yeah, well...
Because that's really bad, Joe.
Well, you know, eventually... You know, I've asked my doctor, because I have these episodes occasionally, you know.
And what did he say?
Yeah, he tells me, eat more vegetables.
That's your diet. It's what you're eating. Yeah. That's what it is. That's
exactly what he said.
What do you have for dinner? Because you didn't have dinner yet.
I didn't have dinner yet, so I don't know. You know, usually... like on a night like today, I'll go to the refrigerator and just raid. You know, raid the ice box.
Corn chips!
Corn chips!
I'm having corn chips!
Have some pasta fazool.
Pasta fazool.
Pasta fazool, now clear you out. Now clear you out.
I like pasta fazool.
Got beans, you got some mixed veggies in there.
No, I did not poop yet today.
See?
Yeah, but I know
you're tagging around me, you're catching it.
But I know that I have one. I know I have one on deck.
Oh, you do. Okay.
Yeah, like I know I have one on deck. I can poop on, like, I know, like, when I go home later,
on demand,
I'm going to eat dinner. Okay. I'm going to get ready to go to SiriusXM tomorrow morning at the crack of ass. Whoa. And I'm going to be able to go to the potty before I go to bed. I like to clear my bowels before I go to sleep.
Yeah, special.
That's for me dropping off. Wait, well, hold on. I got another one, Danny. Oh. And I'm just pooping. Ooh. And I know I will go home and poop. Now, my question to you, though, is when you went through 4 days of not pooping, did you get worried? Because I would be worried.
Oh, no, I don't get worried. Because I know...
Dude, you're 70-something years old, and you not pooping is the next thing's death.
Well, you know what?
You know what I mean? Like,
we ain't found shit.
Literally.
You know, I might have worried a few years back, but I don't worry anymore because I know eventually... Because I've had these episodes before, and I really know what to do. I just don't like to do it until, you know, to do it.
Pervy the Clown in here, by the way, and Vanessa in the Facebook Live suite. By the way, this is the show you've decided to watch... And we're talking about my engineer, Joe Wave. Get on camera.
Hey, buddy.
And no, you're not on camera. Lean your fat ass forward, you not pooping son of a bitch.
Okay.
Joe, right here, the guy in the back, has not pooped for 4 days.
4 days.
Has not pooped for 4 days.
And counting.
That is, we are legitimately sitting here waiting. We are on Poop Watch 2017.
Right.
And we are, why did we get a boner during that?
Well,
what are we, German?
We do.
I've never found shit sexy. I have never found shit sexy. I've never went, like Two Girls, One Cup. I didn't find it sexy. Oh,
you know you want to go to like Japan, stay, lay underneath one of those glass tables.
Oh, what? No, wait. I will watch. I will do it. Hold on. Let me talk here. I will do a glass bottom boat. I will let someone poop over my. I will lie. If I know I'm protected. I will watch somebody drop a deuce above me on a glass table. Why the fuck would I? I'm not getting any sexual. I'm not going to get a boner.
Oh, God.
I'm not going to pop a rod. But I swear that I will totally watch a person poop. You wouldn't watch it. Hold on for a minute. Before we go to break. You're telling me you wouldn't watch somebody poop?
We ain't bouncing.
Why would I want to do that?
Liar.
I don't even want to watch myself take a shit.
Absolutely.
Who watches themselves take a shit? You can't do that.
You can look down.
I mean, Billy's head's far up his ass, but he doesn't still can't see himself poop. You motherfucker.
I miss what Rosie said now.
I miss what Rosie said because we were all yelling. Because Dan, he doesn't tell us when he does the Rosie. Do you know
better
that?
You than me.
Yeah, better you than me. Thanks, Rosie. Okay. Rosie, I hope you take a shit on a glass table and I watch it. 718-577-1389. When we come back on the big show, Lainey will be here. Writer extraordinaire and porn wrangler, Lainey.
What's she write about?
She has an art. She has new articles now.
Oh,
that she writes about. It's good stuff. Check it out.
Is it a magazine?
Yes, and maybe she'll tell us about it. If you shut up.
Behave yourself, Rosie.
I know. What did Rosie do? Did Rosie take a shit on a glass table? Did I miss it? Fuck off. Sorry. It's the Ham Radio Show, Uncrowned Kings of Reality Radio right here, and of course, the Unfiltered Radio Network. Yeah. We'll be right back after these words. Come on.
And now, Japan! Kamasha! Kamasha!
Break for 30 seconds.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blow over two, blow over three. Hell, bring in a blowout of four. It doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
One of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach is Monroe's Legends Lounge, a VIP club providing intimate private atmosphere that caters to upscale clientele, offering fine dining and a large variety of top-shelf cocktails, fine cigars, wine, and champagne. Members experience a truly five-star experience where they can enjoy Monroe's signature 36-ounce ribeye tomahawk steak or their famous seafood tower. Watch and listen to the top sporting events and all UFC fights on the large flat-screen TVs. With a dimly lit wood grain decor, the bar features a two-way mirror allowing members to get an unbelievable view of both live stages inside Monroe's Palm Beach. The Legends Lounge offers a private entrance with parking accessible to members. Located at 1000 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, go to monroespalmbeach.com.
Bold, creative, realist, problem solver. Those are just a couple of the words that describe Dr. Deborah Lena. Straight talk and straight answers to you about sex. Dr. Deb keeps it real. She teaches practical sexuality solutions to resolve everyday challenges for everybody at every age. Board and certified sexologist, couples and marriage therapist, international speaker and workshop leader, author, major media contributor are just some of the things that Dr. Deb is capable of. So hook up with her for media appearances, speaking engagements, workshops, and seminars. Contact Dr. Deborah Lano's office at 302-476-9577. That's 302-476-9577. Or hit her up at yoursexdoc.com. That's yoursexdoc.com.
The Tony Batman's Entertainment News is a website dedicated to bringing you all the news that is sexy. Everything you need to know from the gentlemen's club industry, adult movie industry, music, and sexy celebrity updates. Check out one of the top 10 adult news sites in the world at entertainmentnews.com or simply tonybatman.com. The Entertainment News is updated for your viewing pleasure 10 to 12 times a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's sexy and entertaining, it's on the Entertainment News.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000 square foot mega club with a 20,000 square foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode as well as past shows on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
Hey, this is Paul Sr. from Orange County Choppers here. You're listening to Uncle Eddie and Ham Radio.
It's the Ham Radio Show. Come on! Let's get Laney on the phone. Let's hope the guy at the phones work. It's the Ham Radio Show. 718-577-1389. There we go.
Hello.
Hello, I'm looking for Laney.
That would be me.
Hi, Laney.
Hey, baby, how are you?
Hey, baby, what's going down?
I'm good. Just, you're doing my thing.
Doing your thing? What are you doing?
Doing my thing. I actually just finished working out.
Oh, she's all sweaty, guys.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
I am quite sweaty, actually.
Calm down, people. She's married.
Yeah, I was going to say, she's married. Of course she's sweaty now.
She's getting
Don't
all...
Don't ruin the fantasy.
Yes, she's not married. She's actually in the gym naked, working out. All hot and sweaty with her red hair, all glistening.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Come on, I'm building the fantasy.
There you go.
Laney. Say your last name again, because I don't want to butcher it.
Oh, you know it. It's Spicer.
Spicer.
You know
okay. No, because I say it. I for some reason
you couldn't
I
couldn't say Pfizer.
No, it's Spicer with an S.
Spicer. See, I could.
No, because the thing is, when I don't, I never call her Laney Spicer.
Oh, okay.
Like I never. It's always just Laney. What's going on? Or Laney. Hey, Laney Cakes.
Sure.
Or like.
Sure.
And Jerry will yell, and I'll yell. Hey, Laney. It's never, it's never, and like her husband is David. My David, from
I would never call him my David. No, I'm a 90-year-old Jew.
Yeah, that's
really. No, well, I am a Jew, but not a 90-year-old.
You're not a 90-year-old Jew.
I never go my David.
My David. No, from Independence Day. My David, Judge Hirsch. My David, and it gets stuck in my head. So, no, but, like, I never call her Laney Spicer. Like, it just never... Every time I said it, it didn't sound right to me.
Right.
And when we were selling it up, I'm like, yeah, Laney's coming on. I didn't say Laney Spicer. I just kept saying Laney, and I was acting like a four-year-old and not saying your last name, and it wasn't good.
Oh, that's fine.
Laney,
getting older, folks.
Laney, by the way, not only our porn wrangler extraordinaire, who works with, like, every radio show that has ever been in existence...
Correct.
Whoever wants hot chicks, you go see Laney. That's how it works. The best thing ever was one time, knowing Laney now for years upon years, I popped in a Bubba Raw DVD from Bubba Love Sponge.
Okay.
And because at the time, I believe he was still working for Penthouse.
Uh-huh. There
were two Penthouse chicks on his show. And lo and behold, on the Bubba Raw DVD, in the background, is Laney.
She is.
Laney Spicer. There you go.
Which girls were there?
Oh,
you remember?
No. The one that was on...
They had
She
boobs.
Was on Rock of Love.
Oh, Taya. That's right. Taya was on that DVD. That's right.
Yeah. I just remember Taya's giant boobs.
Yes.
But it was weird because she's there. Because she has done... She every radio show that and I don't even know why she helps us out, but every radio show that is worthy, you go see Laney to get the hot chicks. That's how it works.
Correct.
And like every and they're like at SiriusXM, they know like she's a legend in that hallway. They know like every show knows her. It's not like I have to. That's why yet again, Spicer doesn't come up. You say Laney, and they go we know who you're talking about, all right?
They know who that is.
Exactly.
Yes.
Now you're writing articles in what's the It's
a Strip Las Vegas magazine.
Yes, and because I read the one about the Let Them Watch Porn.
Yes, that's the one that's on the newsstands now, or you could read it online, Let Them Watch Porn.
And
every month I write about sex, basically, but it's not always a how-to. Sometimes I write about something, you know, that happened to me, like work-wise, or I talk about, you know, but it's every month it's something sexual-related.
Every month I write about sex, too, but no one cares. I write about it, though. I go, like, I need some. And I just write it over and over again on a pad. But I was reading the article, and you bring up some very interesting points in the article, because you're talking about how, like, women don't, like, there's different dynamics. Like, men, for some reason, women don't want men watching porn because they feel like, I guess it's like cheating, which doesn't make any sense because they're never getting these bullets.
It doesn't at all.
Yeah.
The excuse I always get is, I'm not good enough for you? You know?
Yeah, that makes them feel inadequate, right? Which I wrote that also. They'll be like, well, what's wrong? Like, what, don't I fill your fantasies? And it's like, no, of course you don't. Yeah. Like, no one person can.
You won't do that.
Yeah, but not to mention
you. Women, too. Like, no, you can't. You know, we can't be everything to one person.
Yeah, you're not going to shit on a glass table.
Sure.
Right? No.
No, of course not. Exactly. That's another thing. It's like, you know, let them watch shit that you're never going to do, you know, like, so you don't have to do it.
Absolutely, yeah.
Wait a minute. But the girl in the movie lets me come in her face. Yeah, I'm not. Clean it.
That's so true.
I'm not going to lie. Porn has fucked me up so much. Because I watch stuff in porn. Well, besides me not having a giant cock, and you watch these guys in the movie, and their cocks have, like, area codes.
Sure. You mean that ain't normal?
They're just huge. Everybody. The nerd who gets to fuck the stepmom.
Yeah.
When she, of course, catches him jerking off, he has a giant cock.
Of course.
It has an elbow and shit. Or he's like, built. And I can't find a woman, but meanwhile knows how to fuck. I've never seen a woman naked, knows how to stick it in.
He's a champ.
Left, right, center. But then many times.
That's the real fantasy.
Yeah, no, but very true. Dude, I'm telling you, true story. I one time I had sex with this chick out in Pennsylvania, right? And I'm in, and I'm having sex with her. I pull out and I shoot on her chest. And I remember the face of disgust. And she goes, dude!
Oh, like, my God.
She got so angry.
Did she want you to pull out?
Well, no. I had no condom on, and I sure as shit wasn't coming inside of her.
Oh, okay. No, then you should have pulled out. Okay, yes. Then you did it. You did the right thing.
It was purely
safety. Chest is the best. Chest is like, that's pedestrian. No one should get upset about that. Chest and belly, you know. Yeah. Those are you know, free range areas to land.
Yeah. Lanny, where does David get to finish anywhere he wants, or
he doesn't like to pull out on time? You know, when I used to ask him to in the beginning, but no, he likes he wants to stay inside. That's not him.
So wait, you like to be come on or no?
I actually prefer it because I'm always paranoid, even though I take birth control pills and all that. I prefer it just because I'm always paranoid about getting pregnant all the time, you know. So I've always preferred someone to come, you know, pull it out, always, you know. So it's fine if, you know, guys usually like it, you know. But some guys don't. They just, you know, they're having a good time. They just want to stay inside.
Yeah, but sometimes we're also not shooting ropes. Like, you know, she's like, pull out and shoot it on my tits, and you're like, it comes out like an old man eating fucking applesauce. You know, he doesn't shoot.
My God.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't always shoot out like Spider-Man, you know? Like,
It doesn't. That's true.
I wish it made that noise.
You draw such
I wish my dick went every time.
It was funny when I interviewed Peter North for my Confessions of the Hottest 100 Porn Star books. I actually didn't know because Peter was a little bit before my time in the industry. And, I did research on him and I said, so you're known for your cum shots. And he's like, oh, yes, Lainey. He goes, they don't call me the decorator for nothing.
Even decorating my cakes.
Yeah, he's like the decorator. You know, that's how much he makes. Like, you could sign his name with it and stuff.
Jesus. Peter, wow, you just made me flashback to Peter North. Holy shit. All I remember now is that the movie where he did the gay scene.
Oh, yeah, everyone remembers that. Yeah, that's usually like the second thing people remember about him.
That and the giant cock, yeah.
Oh.
That's
true.
All right, so here's another thing. Since you've seen almost every dick in the business. You know what I mean?
Well, I wouldn't say that.
Well, you've been on sets, you've escorted them around, whether they've been gay dicks, straight dicks, big dicks, small dicks. You've seen a lot of dicks.
I've seen some, yes.
Okay.
Where you going with this?
Well, because is there a, like, I always imagine that, like, is there a porn, like, measuring stick? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, do you have to be a certain fucking size dick? Like, if you're, like, 5 inches, but it's beefy, you know, or can you be in porn? Or, like, do they just look at it and go, that's not big enough?
No, you can. There have definitely been guys who've done pretty well in the business who don't have, like, ginormous penises, you know. It's also about stamina. It's about, you know, if you know, you can come whenever they, you know, you have to come when people tell you to come, which is not easy.
It's so much
more than having a big dick. It's it's getting hard. It's performing. It's keeping it hard without coming. It's, you know, you have to be an athlete, like, you know, a dick athlete. You know, you have to be able to control your dick.
You're a decathlete.
A decathlon. It's like that. But there's definitely been, you know, big porn stars in history who don't have huge dicks. I mean, you know, recently
I need to watch their movies.
Someone
so they can
was
feel
emailing them. Me about you know, how can you make me a porn star and all this stuff. And, you know, it wasn't so much about his dick. It was just that, you know, this guy was a middle-aged guy. And I said, well, you know, you can't really start at this stage of your life, really.
Well, no, I know you have to be physically, I mean, you have to be like, you have to be an athlete. You're absolutely, I mean, there's no better way to put it. You have to, you're performing, you're doing cock push-ups, quite frankly, and that's what you're doing.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying,
it's a lot of work.
Yeah. But what I'm saying on the purely just aesthetics, like purely aesthetics, like because Ron Jeremy, who I love, he's my boy. I love Ron. He got a giant dick. But Ron, if he wasn't a porn legend, would Ron Jeremy get booked? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, would he get booked today?
Someone mentioned. Yeah, this came up actually in conversation last week with this other man and. You know, I always have to remind people that Ron started in the 70s,
yeah.
And he was very fit. He was a Playgirl centerfold.
That's how he got his start.
Looking like he wasn't the hedgehog when he started. You know, he was a good-looking guy, you know, and this, you know, he sort of morphed into being, you know, this person that we remember now. But he started out as a good looking guy. He was fit, you know, he was so fit he could suck his own dick.
Yep.
Like he could actually, yeah. I mean, you have to be in shape.
Who can't? I tell you, who can't? I've sucked my own dick so many times. Piss posh.
If only. Yeah.
I mean, it was a mold of my dick and it was away from me and it still counts though, right? No, everyone's
saying
no.
You know, the thing with Ron is that, you know, he was able to keep going also because, you know, A, people loved him, but B, like, that guy can get it hard for anybody. Like, he can, you know, there isn't anyone. He can do old ladies. He can do, you know, little people. He can do, you know, 400-pound women. You know, he can always do it. He can control his orgasms. And he never used anything. He never injected himself. He never took Viagra. You know, he's just, he's a machine.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why he has such longevity.
And Joe, all he eats is corn chips. But no, he's
a mental wizard.
Well, no, but that's the thing. He is. I've said this before on the show, where he can actually come on command.
Yeah.
He'll count it down and come. That's a gift.
Yep.
Like I can.
That is a gift.
Yeah, I can't do that. I know I can't. Like I look, I'll never be a porn star and I'll never be president.
Hey, it keeps you employed.
But I figure the halfway point is senator.
Okay.
You know,
maybe senator.
You can get blown in your office, and then you can still be almost like, you know, you're a boss. You can yell at people.
And nobody cares when you're a senator. Too.
No one cares when you're a senator. Yeah. Congressman, now that's fucked up. But the thing is, like, I know, like I jerk off all the fucking time. Because I definitely have something, a condition. I don't know what the fuck it is.
Loneliness?
But besides that, I have... No, I definitely, like, I got, like... It's kind of like that's my drug. Like, I love that, you know, like that euphoria when your endorphins are fucking released when you come. And
right.
So it's like it's part that. Yeah, give me one. You don't have it? You can't do it. No, there it is. Your endorphins, that whole feeling. And then plus, you know, Lainey, of course, when she books on our show, some of the hottest chicks in the fucking world.
Yeah.
Like the chick we just had on the other day. Now her name is escaping me, but the one that's
Tucci.
What's her name?
Tucci.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Holy.
Yeah.
And she's not really. I wouldn't classify as a porn star, and I'm using air quotes.
No.
But she's so fucking hot that I definitely jerked off to her because she's fucking that hot. Like that. But that's what I'm saying.
She
like
is.
It's like a combination between the two. Worlds like I do it because I want to see the chick naked, and you know how they handle a cock and whatever. And then on the other side, It's I see women all day at work or whatever on the bus. There was a chick on the bus today with fucking legs that I would have killed somebody just to touch. Okay.
Oh wow.
So you go home. You got a boner on the bus. You can't jerk off on the bus. Believe me, I've tried. You cannot jerk off on the bus, Billy. They don't like
legally,
it.
Legally, no.
They don't like it.
No, they don't like that.
They frown on it.
People don't seem to like it. No.
No, and they throw buckets of water on you and like you're a cat. Stop it.
Yeah.
So you can't do that. So like by the time when I get home, it's like you got to relieve. It's like when you rush home because you got to pee. That's what I'm saying. I got to go home and jerk off. It's what happens. So, like, Lainey is the conduit to my jerking off world because she's the beacon. She brings them all to us. She, you know, my dick is a bug zapper, and they all just come to the show. Bzzzt, bzzzt. That's what happens. But now, so you're now these articles that you're writing for this Las Vegas, what's the actual
Strip
thing?
LV.
Strip LV.
It's Strip Las Vegas, and people can go online by going to striplv.com.
All right, so striplv.com. Are you doing it every month, like you said?
Every month. Every month. I started in the March issue, and I've been doing it every month. Strip Las Vegas is actually a magazine that started in 2006. I believe, and 2006 by Scott Santos out in Las Vegas, and the reason I knew him from then is because a lot of the penthouse pets that you've loved have shot for this magazine. He does very beautiful quality work, and some of the girls who've shot for him have been Jamie Lynn, the penthouse pet of the year. I know Sonny Leone was on the cover like 2 months ago, so you know he gets very high quality girls and shoots them in a really creative way, very sensual way. He's very artistic, but at the same time, you know, you can definitely beat off to it, you know. Not too artistic, but it's very sexy without being very explicit. And it's a great magazine, and I've known Scott for a long time. And he had Jenna Ivory, who I think I had on your show as well.
Yes.
He had her on the cover this past year, and he's just great. So we were, you know, we've always stayed in touch, and he remembered I wrote all these books, and he asked me if I'd be interested in writing about sex. And he said, you know, you can write, he actually said, you know, you could write about anything you want, but, you know, would you like to write about sex? And I said, yeah, you know, I miss writing. I've been, you know, since I started my own business, I haven't had any time to, like, write books anymore because it's just too, You know, I don't really have that kind of time to put in. So, yeah. You know, I decided to write, you know, once a month, write about what's on my mind concerning sex. So, you know, this month it's about, you know, your right to watch porn. You know, next month I write about masturbation.
Woohoo!
And, yes, masturbation. I wrote about that. And I wrote about my own masturbation habits, so you could also find out things about me that I would not normally tell people.
Oh, wait, give us one. Wait, don't gloss over that, Lainey. Because you live in a world of sex. It's just, it's there at all times. You're in a, I mean, it's very professional. I'm not saying she doesn't walk into orgies every day, people. But what I'm saying is,
no.
But you're always surrounded by sex, be it gay sex, straight sex, bisexual sex. There's a whole bunch of there's dicks and pussies everywhere in your world.
Yep.
Now, how many times a day do you masturbate, or is that like a weekly thing? What is it?
I mean, it depends on you know, where my hormones are at. You know, there's some, a woman's hormones are very volatile. You know, sometimes, you know, it'll be like every day, twice a day, and then it'll slow down to like three times a week. You know, it depends. But I talked about times where it's been like, you know, when I worked in offices that, you know, I would take, you know, your masturbation break, you know, go into the ladies' room when you know there's going to be no traffic there and go into a stall and like, you know, take a break from reality. You know, and then get back to work.
All right, and see, I'm not going to lie. I've jerked off at a couple of jobs. Not going to lie.
Sure, we all have.
I have.
We all have.
Billy's shaking his head. He's going, no, you've never jerked off.
We all have. We've all, anyone who says they haven't jerked off in their office is lying. That's not true.
People have.
Billy, I don't have an office, I don't jerk off for that reason. Danny, you've ever jerked off at a job?
I had never.
Oh, you gotta jerk off at a job.
Jerked off in a lot of places, but work was not one of them.
Not at work? No, I don't know. It's like, you know, also,
why is that so
stress,
taboo?
You know, you're having an aggravating day, you know, you just need to, like, get a little stress off.
No, absolutely. But that's what I'm saying. Like, I think maybe me and Lainey are from that cut of the same cloth where we're like we're the zoo animals watching all of the people. Like, you know what I mean? you look out and you see, like you get turned on multiple times a day. I get turned on by women all the fucking time.
Well, good.
Yeah.
That's great. God bless.
Thank
That's
you.
Good.
My dick is very heterosexual. Now, my asshole.
That's good. It's good. It means you're healthy. It's good. I mean, I'd be sad if I lost my libido. It'd be really sad.
I'm being straight up honest. I think if I had a bigger dick, I would go into porn, even at the weight that I am now, because I know I can do it. I'm not saying the girl's gonna come every time, because that doesn't happen. We're acting, but
yeah, well, they don't have to. The girls don't have to.
Yeah, just fake it. It's fine. It's like every other relationship I've ever had. Don't worry about it. But what I'm saying is, like, I know. That's the only thing stopping me. And now I've gotten compliments on my dick. We've talked about this. I've gotten compliments.
You won
on my
a
dick.
Contest.
I won a contest.
Yeah.
But however, it's not back to Lainey's article that's in Strip LV.
When did you win a penis contest?
We had a porn star on that she was on the phone. I think it was one of your girls, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about dicks on the air. I sent a dick pic. She loved it. She said it was great. I didn't win like a trophy for my dick or something.
You should have.
I win like I didn't win like the golden shafty or something.
A red bow or something. Yeah.
The golden shafty.
The golden shafty. But I've had bisexual men.
Yeah.
Have seen my penis.
That's right.
And they enjoyed my cock.
Yeah.
I've been told by women that it's a beautiful cock.
Yeah.
When Hammy was on the show, he got pretty cock.
Oh,
a girl told him
right.
that he had a pretty cock.
Yeah, but that was fixed.
Nice.
Yeah.
I was his girlfriend.
Yes. It's so pretty. Now get over here and we'll get married.
Yeah.
So, it's not long and luxurious. I'm not Ron Jeremy, But it's like when I'm hard, it's not that bad looking.
Yeah, sure.
You mean it gets the job done? It does what it has to do. But if it was bigger, I'm telling you, I would be talking to Lainey and be like, Lainey, how do I get into porn?
It's got blue eyes.
Yeah, he does. It winks. but to go back to her article, I know we gotta wrap this up. But yeah. To go back to her article that's in Strip LV and go to striplv.com, mm-hmm. The article that's up this month about porn, because it was a very, I love the way Lainey writes. First off, let's just I got to throw a compliment her way before we get into what I was about to say. Lainey writes like she's just talking to you, yeah. Like exactly yeah. How she's on the phone right now. Is her writing style, because I've read her, you know, the books that she, you know, we went to her book mm-hmm. signings, we've read her books, she talks to you like you're a human being. She doesn't try to fucking sound like she knows more than you. She shows her, you know, she kind of shows you the negative sides, her faults, and all that, like, and then she shows you like the good sides and the positive aspects and everything in between. She doesn't hide the bullshit and make her look like she's superior when she writes. Yeah. So that's one thing why you should be reading these articles. Because I'm telling you, Lainey told me about the article. I was like, okay, Lainey's coming on. I got to, like, I made it sound like it was work. I'm like, oh, I got to read the article. Lainey's coming on. So then I'm on the bus and I'm reading. Massive, by the way, getting a hard-on while I'm watching, because I got the girl with the legs and I'm reading the article about fucking watching porn. So I was doubly hard during the bus ride. So I'm reading the article, and the one thing, that aspect, because we were talking with, I forgot who was on the show we were talking about here, when I said, porn to me sometimes is detrimental, because like to a guy like me growing up, like at certain points when I was younger, until I was using my dick more, I was ashamed at the size, because like you watch dudes... In the movie, it kind of sets you up in a weird world, because then you got women who also only, like, that's what women look for some reason. They look for giant cocks.
Really?
Yeah, that's
what, I don't necessarily. I'm not blaming them.
No, they don't want it small.
Although I've had, like, I dated someone who had micro peeny. He did. Like,
I didn't know David had a small dick. But
no, I wouldn't have married
my David.
My
David has a big penis. My David, it's huge. It's a
no, fun. My David.
My
it's
David,
a good speckle. Yeah,
he has a speckle, a tiny speckle.
Good speckle, nice speckle. No, but I don't. I think I don't think. Well, that's the thing. You know, if anything, men should be more intimidated by women watching porn than women being intimidated by men watching porn. I think there's a lot more for a man to be intimidated by, like you're saying, you know, than a woman to be intimidated by. But yet it seems to be women are much more intimidated by it.
Well, it says that in the article, so everyone needs to read. Go to striplv.com, read Lainey's article, because I'm telling you, it's a great little read. It's not a huge article. It's even got pictures.
No.
But it's not.
No, it's a one toilet read. It's a one trip to the toilet.
Joe. Well, by the way, Lainey, when was the last time you took a dump?
Me?
Yeah, you. Because Joe is going on 4 days without taking a shit.
It's a world record.
Oh my God, honey, that's terrible. No, every morning, man. Every morning.
Every morning. That's my girl. My redheaded.
Every morning. Oh my God, what happened? Why haven't you pooped in 4 days?
See?
Diet is horrible.
Terrible, yeah.
Yeah, he eats like shit, Lainey.
I know. I'm so upset.
Oh my God, you gotta fix that. You gotta eat more fiber.
Tell him.
More water and eat more fiber. If I go even a day without doing it, I get so upset.
You too, me too.
This is why I love Lainey.
Yeah.
Lainey not only just talked about sex and stuff, now she's like, if I don't poop, look, I'm upset.
Yeah.
I am upset. This is something that us Jews hold in high regard. We care about taking a dump every day.
Oh, yeah.
I did a whole segment.
We do. It's very important.
I must be Jewish. I did a whole segment about Joe not pooping before.
Absolutely.
God damn it.
Oh, God. Joe, I'm so sorry. You know, take some probiotic vitamins, because that's what someone suggested to me. I had, like... Not trouble like that, thank God, but I wasn't doing it the way I remembered I used to, and I took these probiotic vitamins now every day.
Too much
anal.
Too much anal.
Yeah.
Shoot too much anal with my David?
Well, it's not drinking. You know, it is. It's not drinking enough water. You know, as we get older, it's not like we're kids where everything we put in our mouths just comes right out the other end, right away.
That's so true.
That sounds like Billy in the bedroom.
You know, when we get older, you know, the plumbing starts to slow down. But you should take some, I'm telling you, go to the health food store, buy some probiotics, make sure you drink like 5 glasses of water a day.
I do drink a lot of water. It's just that this is a very upsetting thing.
If that doesn't work, I'll see if I can get a range with Lainey. She'll get us one of the chicks.
Okay.
And they'll promise to give you at least a hand job.
They're going to have to fish it out, man. Yeah. Girl's going to have to put on the glove and, like, fish that out.
Fist his ass.
That's got to be like a hard ball in your colon now. You must be in pain. You must be all, like, bloated and stopped up. Poor guy.
I feel terrible.
I can't wait till you blow your asshole out.
Shut up, you.
He's going to give himself a pink sock when it
you're
definitely not going to be able to have sex if you're all stocked up like that. You're not going to be in the mood to do anything.
Lainey, he's that's married. Sure, he's not having sex.
That's true.
All right. God. But I said, don't take those X-Lax chocolate things, though. That's like, those are terrible. Don't do that. Like, you're going to get severe stomach cramps and stuff. So do the probiotic pill.
I'll try that, yeah.
All right. on this note, as we end on a high note.
Yes. I could talk about pooping for hours more than sex, by the way.
Lainey, I'm telling you, one of your articles should be about pooping.
I'm going to have to do something like that. I hope my editor doesn't yell at me.
You can interview Joe's colon.
Yeah.
I could.
StripLV.com. Look up Lainey's articles while you're on the, you know, while you're taking a dump. Read the article.
Yes.
Bring your phone. Your phone's in the bathroom already. So do it.
Yeah.
Read her articles.
Yes.
And maybe one time you'll read an article about, impacted shits, starring
Joe. Maybe. I think I'm inspired now.
There you go. I gave her the brown inspiration. Oh, Lainey Spicer.
Thank you.
You are the best. I love you. You know that.
I love you, honey. Thank you so much for calling me today.
Absolutely. I want you to kiss my David on his schmeckle.
Okay. I will. He'll love that. I'll tell him it's from you.
Yes. Kiss it right on the head of his cock and then go, that's from
Eddie.
See what happens. All right, Lainey. I'll talk to you later, baby.
Take care.
All right, honey. Have a great night.
Bye. Lainey Spicer, ladies and gentlemen. We got to take a break because we're running very late. We'll be right back after these words. Come on.
This is Ham Radio.
Fuck you and the horse you rode in on.
Fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit? Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter, twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
Just in case you thought we were trained professionals, guess again. More after this.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
On-demand salon, ondemandsalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blow over 2, blow over 3, hell, bring in a blowout of 4, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On ondemandsalon.com. That's ondemandsalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. ondemandsalon.com.
One of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach is Monroe's Legends Lounge, a VIP club providing intimate private atmosphere that caters to upscale clientele, offering fine dining and a large variety of top-shelf cocktails, fine cigars, wine, and champagne. Members experience a truly 5-star experience where they can enjoy Monroe's signature 36-ounce ribeye tomahawk steak or their famous seafood tower. Watch and listen to the top sporting events and all UFC fights on the large flat-screen TVs. With a dimly lit wood grain decor, the bar features a two-way mirror allowing members to get an unbelievable view of both live stages inside Monroe's Palm Beach. The Legends Lounge offers a private entrance with parking accessible to members. Located at 1000 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, go to monroespalmbeach.com.
Bold, creative, realist, problem solver. Those are just a couple of the words that describe Dr. Deborah Lena. Straight talk and straight answers to you about sex. Dr. Deb keeps it real. She teaches practical sexuality solutions to resolve everyday challenges for everybody at every age. Board and certified sexologist, couples and marriage therapist, international speaker and workshop leader, author, major media contributor are just some of the things that Dr. Deb is capable of. So hook up with her for media appearances, speaking engagements, workshops, and seminars. Contact Dr. Deborah Lano's office at 302-476-9577. That's 302-476-9577. Or hit her up at yoursexdoc.com. That's yoursexdoc.com.
The Tony Batman's Entertainment News is a website dedicated to bringing you all the news that is sexy. Everything you need to know from the gentlemen's club industry, adult movie industry, music, and sexy celebrity updates. Check out one of the top 10 adult news sites in the world at entertainmentnews.com or simply tonybatman.com. The Entertainment News is updated for your viewing pleasure 10 to 12 times a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's sexy and entertaining, it's on the Entertainment News.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000 square foot mega club with a 20,000 square foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant. Open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode as well as past shows on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
Hey yo, this is Method Man, and you're listening to the Ham Radio Show. Ham, ham, ham. Can I get a soo?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. This portion of the show brought to you by the fine people of Dallas Novelty. That's right, DallasNovelty.com, where sex is for everyone. You know what you like. You know what you do. You know where you stick it. So go buy it. Go to DallasNovelty.com and use the promo code HAMRADIO and get 15% off your final order. That's 15% off your final order by using the promo code HAMRADIO. It's very easy. Everyone that's listening right now on the radio or on Facebook Live, type in the promo code HAMRADIO. 15% off anything in the store because that's what you're buying. It's that simple. Anyone can do it. DallasNovelty.com. That's DallasNovelty.com. And tell them that the boys, the boys of the Ham Radio Show sent you. Yeah!
It's the Hollywood Rockin' Wrap-Up with your host, Jason Hadley. A contestant who auditioned for America's Got Talent recently died in a car crash. A surprise to many, considering he just survived a train wreck of an audition. After a host of problems living above Hollywood's famed Sunset Strip, Kendall Jenner's packing it up and looking to move into an even bigger house. A professional fashion model, Kendall's next place should have a fashion runway, along with an emotional baggage claim and insecurity checkpoints. Chris Brown's putting it out there that he and Rihanna should get back together. Chris is really going to have to work at it this time, treating it almost like a job, minus the punching in and punching out part. Many are holding their breath waiting for MTV Teen Mom Amber Portwood's upcoming sex tape, though not as much as those who are holding their breath during MTV Teen Mom Amber Portwood's upcoming sex tape.
And that's the Hollywood Rockin' Wrap-Up. Follow us on Twitter, at Rockin' Wrap-Up.
I'm separated.
Yeah! Come on! Another song. He needs the beat.
We can't stop it on the way to the
my boobs! 718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show. Mess it up, mess it up, no! You talking that to me? General, I gotta keep them separated. How? Hey, Offspring, it's the Ham Radio Show.
Gotta keep them separated.
No, I don't.
Sorry, I like this song. 718-577-1389, part of the Unfiltered Radio Network, live! I don't know where the boobs are. They call you, they write you, they say they're going to come in and bring boobies, and then...
What?
What, who?
They forgot.
They didn't forget. I literally wrote him...
How can you forget boobs?
We should write him now and say, where's my boobs?
Boobies.
Boom! Are you talking next to me? I gotta keep them separated. You gotta keep those boobs separated, it seems. And you know what's funny? She's been taking pictures. Double OG has been taking pictures of these of her tits.
Really?
Yeah. If you go to, I'm not gonna send the fans.
You gonna send any to me?
No, not of her tits. Like you don't see nibbles.
Oh.
I'm saying like she's been like she was at the pool over the weekend, so she's in a nice bathing suit where the titties are all pushed together. The double OGs, low hangers all pushed together, looking all frisky and frolicky. Very nice titties. And now the titties that were supposed to be in studio are not here. And Joe's worried that they're going to show up at his house.
Well,
3 o'clock
yeah,
in the morning.
Yeah, he goes, they're going to show up at 9 o'clock. I'm like, well, then maybe she should crawl in the bed and you should motorboat her, you fuck. I don't know.
I don't answer the door.
I knock, knock. Who is it? What? Tits.
Did they know the new hours of the show?
Tits who? He knew. Dude, they've been on the show since.
No.
They've never been on since.
Then why would he tell me he was coming on at tonight? Do you know what I'm saying?
He may think it's a 4-hour show like it used to be.
No, but it's he.
He's never been here since
doesn't
we've been
matter.
Doing.
No, he hasn't.
Well, Wednesday
the,
nights.
I'm going to write right now. The show.
Is over.
Is over in how many minutes, Danny?
20 minutes.
20 minutes. Where's my tits?
Boobies.
You want boobies or tits?
I don't know. Go with
tits.
Tits
is easier,
go
with tits? Right, yeah. T-I-T.
Thank you, dyslexic. You know what I learned today, by the way? Wow. I learned it was a very promising day at Sirius XM today. I not only did I meet Jimmy Fallon and talk to him,
that
was a fucking cool thing.
Did you touch him?
I almost did, and then security maced me. I met Jimmy. Very nice, very cordial, very nice guy.
Did he call you Kesha?
No, he didn't. He probably would have gave me a random hug. That's how nice he was acting.
So?
I think I don't think he would have pulled a Kesha.
I think
he would have totally hugged me.
No.
Later on in the day, because something got canceled on me, so I didn't have to do my secondary job. Uh-huh. So I literally had time to kill. So then up at Sirius XM, one of my favorite comedians, not my favorite comedian, I actually work near my favorite comedian, Jim Norton. One of my favorite comedians, Eddie Izzard.
Ooh.
Does everyone know who Eddie Izzard
sure
is?
Sure do.
He was up at Sirius XM today wearing his beautiful high heels and a lovely shade of lipstick and being interviewed by Ronnie B. Ron Bennington.
Was
so
he
it
really
was like,
just in high heels?
What happened?
Was he really
yes, because he's an executive transvestite.
Okay.
No, by the way, rewatch Dress to Kill.
I didn't know if he walked around the street
like
that.
That's his thing. He is a transvestite. That's what he is. But he's a brilliant, brilliant man. So I got to sit and... like, learn, you know, watch the whole interview where he was explaining how he, I didn't know this. I knew this from, because I fell in love with him the first special, Dress to Kill.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he has a book out now. I don't know, you can plug his book. Anyway, look up his book. I don't know what his book is. Eddie Izzard. I think it's Believe Me or something, I think it's called, whatever. So he was talking about how he does his act all over the world.
Oh.
in multiple languages, and you know all that. He speaks all this stuff. Now I knew from Dress to Kill he spoke all these other languages, but I didn't know he did his full act.
Believe me, it was.
His full act he did in different languages. Because there's a whole thing. By the way, if anyone can, I don't know how you would go about it, but if you can find Dress to Kill, watch it, because he does a bit about that when he does, like, the, when he wants to do, he's talking about doing his act in France, mm-hmm. and he gets all the shit, like, he goes, tavola and all that, like, for table and all that, and the mouse is under the table, and he becomes like a prop comic, because he has to bring all that shit to the show, because that's the only way the bit works. So he does all, like, he explains how all this stuff happens.
Okay.
So he does this whole thing, and he does all the bells and whistles of his stuff. So I almost get a picture with him. I'm on the line, but I can't get one because I work there, so I don't want to be the guy begging for a fucking picture.
Right.
So I don't get a picture with him. But so that happened. That's fine. I got to sit there and watch the whole thing, and it was cool. I'm not bitching about that. The weirdest celebrity thing today with me, though, was I'm done for the day. I'm leaving the studios. I go down to get on my bus. I'm waiting at my bus stop. Walking up, now, by the way, it was a semi-warm day in the city today.
Yeah, it was.
So walking up the street in the city, up 6th Avenue, mm-hmm. walking at me is a gentleman in a suit. But a very nice suit, by the way. A shiny, like, sharkskin-looking suit. Like, it's shiny. It's a blue, shiny suit.
Was he
and
rich?
He's walking. Well, yes, because I'll tell you who it is in 1 second.
Oh.
He's walking towards me, and I go, and I'm looking, and I'm going, holy fuck, that's Mario Cantone.
Oh, wow. There
now, he wasn't that serious, so I don't know, what he's doing and whatever. He's just going about his day, but he's obviously going somewhere because he's in fucking fancy suit. He's in the fancy suit.
New York, a lot of people in New York.
But it's weird. He's just walking amongst the people. Like no one would know him. And I'm like, I think everyone would fucking know him. So he's walking the street. And because, like, but me and him make eye contact. Because I know who he is. Ooh. He has no clue who the fuck I am.
I remember when he was on...
on Steam Pipe Alley.
Yeah, there you go.
They say that about New Yorkers, though, that they don't really bother you.
They're like,
you.
They're oblivious.
It's not like California where people bother you or somewhere. But New Yorkers, like...
You don't care.
No, but I think it's also... But I also think... Wait, hold on. But wait a minute. I think it's New Yorkers... Well, here's where that part comes in now. Let me just explain this part, and then we'll get into your theory, because I think you're right, but to a certain extent, I think it's also because we have a lot of... fucking tourists in Manhattan, especially where we are.
Well, the tourists.
That, yeah. I think the tourists kind of add to that mix where you don't really...
They don't count.
Yeah, they don't give a shit. And a real New Yorker, but that's what I'm saying. Me and him had this real New Yorker moment.
Yeah.
Because he sees me
Scan
looking
has completed.
At him. Yeah.
Warning.
Warning
one. Advanced mat cleaner has...
Stop cleaning your mat.
I'm not. The fucking shit just
you
invaded.
Cleaned, I heard you clean your mat.
Yeah.
Did he clean your mat?
He cleaned my mat once. All right. So then we have this moment, though. That mat cleaner really fucked my story up. We have this
magical moment.
But we make eye contact.
Right.
He sees me staring at him. He's staring back at me now.
Guess who I am.
But then he goes, he kind of, like, his hand is at his side, and he kind of, like, gives me the, don't say nothing. Because he didn't want to, like, start a crowd swell.
Yeah, well, that's what happens, thing. Yeah.
No, so he walks by, and I look at him, I go, I just give him the head nod, like, yeah, I was cool. Yeah. I wanted this. And then I gave him the old, the two-finger captain salute, like this thing.
Yeah.
And he knew, because he starts laughing. Yeah, but in his brain, he's probably saying, this fucking jerk. But he starts laughing, Mario Cantone laughing his ass off. I thought it was just a great kind of weird New York moment. That only happened to me one other time with one of the cast members of NYPD Blue was on my train. Uh-huh. And I knew who it was. It was the black dude, Lieutenant Fancy,
uh-huh.
from NYPD Blue. And he's just sitting there, and he's a big dude.
When we went to Florida, my brother, the dude from The Sopranos, was on the plane.
Oh yeah, but that's on the plane. But we actually talked to him.
Yeah. Which one was that?
Frank Vincent.
Go
get your shine box, that guy.
Oh yeah.
And then when he got on the plane, all the drunken assholes, go get your shine box.
He
laughed his balls off. He was in the airport with us. We talked in the the terminal, and we talked on the plane with this guy because he just was walking. He sat in coach with everyone else. So. Yeah. I don't know if I guess they weren't paying him that well.
Yeah, I'm surprised he sat in coach.
By the way, breaking news. It's not really breaking, but now it's official. It has a poster. Showtime. Showtime has made it official.
What is it?
Mayweather versus McGregor is happening August 26th, live on pay-per-view.
Yes, yes.
A joint partnership, the UFC, I believe, is going to be held at the MGM Grand is what I'm seeing here.
Okay.
Let me see the joint partnership, because it's not a press release. It's, by the way, it's called Mayweather McGregor, the money fight is happening, because obviously it had to be a shitload of money raised for these two ego fucking maniacs to fight.
What's the cost going to be? $800?
Probably just to watch it.
Yeah.
Let me see, because I think we had a. No, it's not.
I think McGregor's going to win. I think it's. I think in his prime he would have never been Mayweather, but he's getting old. He's like 40
Mayweather,
years old.
Mayweather what? Is 40. 40? Mayweather is 40. Me and Joe were talking about this because it was somewhat under the radar. And it wasn't official yet, so we were talking about it. We looked it up. Mayweather 40, McGregor 28 years of age.
Yeah, there's 12 years difference.
So Mayweather Promotions and the UFC joint partnership, plus of course Showtime, obviously, and Showtime will obviously air this. On, I guess, the pay-per-view networks, of course, but then later on probably we'll air it on Showtime directly.
You know what
so if you have Showtime, you're going to get to see the fight.
McGregor can take a beating, and if you don't take McGregor out early, you know, it's over for Mayweather.
But here's the thing. It's not... we were talking about this before.
Yeah.
A stand-up game in MMA is not the same as boxing. It's not the same.
Yeah.
But you gotta look at it. I mean, don't get me wrong. If they were allowed to throw holds, because this is not, it's going to be a boxing match.
Yeah, right.
It's not going to be a UFC-style match, because in a UFC-style match, McGregor's going to slaughter Mayweather.
Sure, yeah.
There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that.
Yeah.
However, you're not going to have that here. You're going to have two men who are going to stand there. Mayweather's going to dance around like he's doing Dancing with the Stars. And he's going to fucking dance around the ring, and he's going to fucking... Half of the rounds are going to be people going, boo!
Yeah.
Boo! Hit him already!
They won't
boo!
Get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, I think the fact that McGregor could probably... If McGregor could stand up for half the fight, for six rounds, the next six will go to McGregor.
I think... Well, we know for a fact that McGregor could take fucking face shots.
Yeah.
We know for a fact that that's a given. That's not like he... You know what I mean? Like... You, because there are guys that can get punched in the face, and there are guys that can't get punched
right,
in the face.
You got the
McGregor
class,
is he's the latter. He can get punched
he
in the face.
He can handle. He can take a punch.
He'll definitely get punched in the face.
And he's also getting punched in the face in the UFC by fucking what 4 ounce gloves?
Yeah.
Right.
These are fucking 12 ounce gloves.
They feel like pillows to him.
Yeah.
There's the difference between though, like a boxing punch and a strike and that too.
But
you have.
Yeah,
you have to acclimate yourself to being hit as many times as you're going to get hit, too, because you're limited now, like you say, with the offense. You can't go and attack his legs, and you're stuck within his range. You would think that would make it easier for him because all he's got to concentrate on protecting is the upper half of the body, but it's a different, it's a different feel.
That was the discussion that we had. Remember when we were talking about how, me versus somebody or whatever the fuck it was, and I was like, you know, I would, you know, if I'm the McGregor in this fucking standpoint, and everyone else is the Mayweather, it's going to be very hard to shake. We can hear you. Your mic works. I guess we have 4 minutes left. It's going to be very hard to shake. That training of UFC MMA, you know, the MMA style, when you go out there, because you got to imagine Mayweather's been doing this since he's like 12.
Oh, yeah.
He's been training for boxing. He's a fucking juggernaut when it comes to boxing.
Oh, he's great.
When we get into. Now, here's another question. Is this a four-sided ring or is this an octagon? Where are we fighting? That has to be taken into.
It's boxing.
Are we sure? Because it's a joint partnership. Hold on. It's a joint partnership between the UFC and Mayweather Productions.
But I can't see them going to an octagon for that.
Yeah,
because it changes the quote-unquote boxing match.
Yeah.
Because you're not
It's still fancy
a boxing
footwork.
Match.
You can still dance around the ring. I mean, Mayweather could still put on his tap shoes.
The ring is probably a whole different construction because, the, you know, it's like a wrestling ring. It's got that give to it, you know.
Rings are entirely different.
How about we simplify? We get a six-sided ring, like Impact Wrestling over there on TNA, and we get a six-sided ring with ropes. Mm-hmm. So you can have kind of the best of both worlds. You don't exactly have a four-sided boring-ass boxing ring, and we have a six-sided wrestling ring. Ooh. And we see, to me, I'd rather they let them just fight. Let them fight, not this boxing bullshit. I honestly think it's going to be a boring fight, quite frankly. The only thing that comes out of this that matters to anybody is the fact of bragging rights. Because if Mayweather gets knocked the fuck out by McGregor, then automatically UFC trumps boxing. In one punch, it's done.
Right.
Nail in the coffin to boxing?
No, no.
Because why? MMA has been dominant. UFC pay-per-views destroy boxing pay-per-views.
It will be
But that's in this country.
The bout will be distributed via Showtime pay-per-view.
Yes.
It will be entirely a boxing card.
Boxing card. So it's going to be the undercard, then the main event will be... I mean, to me, honestly, I think that UFC has more to lose. Boxing has more to lose when it comes to bragging rights that way. But if UFC... Like, do you understand what I'm saying? Like, the card should be a mixture of both.
But it's not. They'll never do that.
No. You're right. It's two different sports.
Yeah.
It really is.
I know it's two different sports, but you have two of the fucking headliners from two different sports main eventing this one pay-per-view. Why would you not do it? It's billed as champion versus champion. It's billed as the money match.
Yeah.
Why would you not have two men going out there representing their collective units and then up the side, you don't have to mix and match. Have a UFC fight. Have a fucking boxing match the undercard.
Maybe
then go up,
go,
and then you get to the main event.
They'll do that for the fucking rematch.
Yeah,
but
then they'll go into an MMA fight or something like that.
The bumble in the jungle.
When McGregor loses, if McGregor loses, he'll probably say, well, come into my world, man, you know?
But we know that Mayweather doesn't have the balls.
Of course he wouldn't
to do that.
He'd be crazy to do that. 40-year-old guy doing that kind of fighting?
Crazy, yeah. But does everyone remember, I believe it was Riddick Bowe.
Yeah.
Was it Riddick Bowe or was it... No, I don't know if it was Riddick Bowe. No, that? Buster Douglas.
Yeah.
Buster Douglas that challenged a MMA guy.
Oh, he did?
And they had an actual match.
Uh-huh.
And, like, Buster Douglas got destroyed within, like, the first 3 seconds of the fight. It was done.
Yeah, really?
He was tapping...
Oh, you're hitting the head.
Boom. Fucking tapping like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
So, I'm just, it's...
Yeah, it, no, I don't see it.
The undercard should be... To me, the undercard should be better. I'm sorry. Yeah. I don't even know what the fuck the undercard is yet. I'm telling you, it
Nobody
needs to be better.
Nobody does.
But that's what I'm
More
saying.
More than likely, they're going to fill it with flyweights, lightweights, all the smaller, you know, smaller type people just to keep people interested because those matches go fast and there's always hitting and flying around.
It needs to be more... More like the Ham Radio Show, by the way. Where free speech is never silent, so always speak the fuck up. And remember, if you're gonna fuck that chicken, make sure it poops. God damn it.
God damn
Billy, what was that word?
Poop.
Poop. Hashtag poop. Until then, remember. Remember this, my friends. AMF, my friends. That's adios, motherfucker!
The Ham Radio Show is a production of the Unfiltered Radio Network and broadcast live from the Bunker Studios in New York every Wednesday night from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on unfilteredradionetwork.com. All material heard on the Ham Radio Show is copyrighted by the Ham Radio Show. Some material may be copyrighted by its respective owners. Any reproduction, rebroadcast, or retransmission of the Ham Radio Show's material without the written consent of Ham Radio and or its affiliates is strictly prohibited. And if you don't understand all that legal mumbo-jumbo, here's Billy to explain it to you in not-so-technical terms.
So, asshole, that means you can't use this without our permission. Fuck you.